This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in met at the White House Thursday. North Korea's nuclear program was high on the agenda. Trump is aiming for a third nuclear summit. But before the meeting, he told reporters he would accept incremental steps if he can't get the deal he wants all at once.
There are various smaller deals that could happen, Trump said to a reporter in the Oval Office when asked if he could accept any agreements shy of denuclearization.
You can work out step-by-step pieces, but at this moment we're talking about the big deal. The big deal is we have to get rid of the nuclear weapons.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in told Trump that the first summit the U.S. president held in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last June led to a significant reduction of tension on the Korean Peninsula and that there is a need for a third summit. A second summit in Hanoi earlier this year ended prematurely with no agreement. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The longtime president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, has been ousted by the military after 4 months of mounting demonstrations against his rule. Sudan's defense minister says the 75-year-old al-Bashir has been arrested and is in a safe place. He came to power through a coup in 1989. The defense minister has declared a 3-month state of emergency, the suspension of the constitution, and the dissolution of parliament. Tens of thousands of people have poured into the streets of Khartoum to celebrate the president's ouster. Protests began on December 19th with demonstrators accusing al-Bashir's government of economic mismanagement. Sudan has seen shortages of food, fuel, and foreign currency. Al-Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide in connection with atrocities in the western region of Darfur. In Washington, this is VOA News. Lawyer Michael Avenatti, recently known for representing adult film star Stormy Daniels in her legal battle against the president of the United States, was charged Thursday with 36 counts of fraud, tax evasion, identity theft, and other crimes. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Although he has denied all accusations, attorney Michael Avenatti has been charged in a 36-count federal indictment alleging he stole millions of dollars from clients, didn't pay his taxes, and lied in bankruptcy proceedings. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna on one of those charges, wire fraud.
Related to the theft of millions of dollars from 5 clients, including a paraplegic man who agreed to a multi-million-dollar settlement, but has received only a fraction of the money despite the fact that Mr. Avenatti received the full settlement amount over 4 years ago.
The attorney best known for representing porn actress Stormy Daniels in lawsuits against President Trump says on Twitter that he will plead not guilty to the charges in California. I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. Department of Labor says the employment situation in the United States is looking better than it has in decades. AP's Rita Foley explains.
The number of people applying for unemployment is lower than it's been in nearly 50 years, according to the Labor Department. There were 8,000 fewer unemployment applications last week, a sign that businesses are holding on to their workers because they're confident that they'll need them in this good economy. And bosses aren't just holding on to their workers, they're hiring new ones, suggesting the economy remains resilient in its 10th year of expansion. Rita Foley, Washington.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested in London Thursday after Ecuador revoked his political asylum status. Now he faces possible extradition to the United States. Among WikiLeaks' projects was publication of information taken from the computers of Democratic operatives helping Hillary Clinton with her 2016 campaign for the presidency. At the time, presidential candidate Donald Trump praised WikiLeaks, but on Thursday he distanced himself.
In the 2016 race's final stretch, WikiLeaks released embarrassing emails stolen from the Clinton campaign.
WikiLeaks! I love WikiLeaks!
Donald Trump often read from the emails during campaign rallies, praising WikiLeaks more than 100 times over the final weeks. But after Assange's arrest today,
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
The Justice Department's already charged Assange in a hacking case. The president says he has no opinion on what should happen to him. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
European leaders have agreed to give Britain until October 31st to make its exit from the European Union, granting it a lifeline as members of parliament struggle to construct a graceful exit from the economic bloc. The move temporarily eliminates the need for Britain to leave the EU with no plan in place, leaving chaos in its wake. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.